Good afternoon, ladies and gents. I hope this Thursday, the 9th of June, finds you all well and hale. This is, for me, alas and alack, the dreaded day of doom. It is... da-da-da-da-da! Cue the scary music! Apartment inspection day! Oh no! Save me! Actually, I think this is a very good innovation. All melodrama and joking aside, I'm very glad the staff are so conscientious about making regular inspections because it makes me as a tenant feel cared for. I found out yesterday afternoon at tea time that we have in the common room every Wednesday that a few of the tenants are feeling kind of pressured by these imminent inspections because they're worried their apartments might not be clean enough. But I gave mine a good going over this morning, so hopefully I'll get a good report. The staff come around on a quarterly basis and check smoke detectors and investigate any problems in the units, like difficulties with appliances or faucets or lights, that sort of thing. They also look for signs of pests, such as mice and bedbugs. I like to keep this place clean anyway, and my friend Kim would probably tell you I'm a bit anal when it comes to that, so I'm not particularly worried. The only thing is, the apartment may be a bit dusty because I've had the windows wide open for the past few days. The weather has been absolutely beautiful, or should I say bootiful, with lots of sunshine but a delightful breeze blowing through as well. And because it's been so windy, a lot of dust has blown in with the nice breeze. Now, unfortunately, in my bedroom, that breeze tends to head directly in the direction of my desk, so the dust gets all over my computer equipment and all over that desk, and I have to keep on top of it every day, otherwise it'll get out of hand. And I tend to dust the window ledges off every day anyway as well, just to mitigate a lot of the dust that comes through on these windy days. I'd like to be outside right now because the weather is so lovely, but I need to be here when the staff arrive, so here I stay. There were quite a few birds congregating outside my window about 15 minutes ago, and then wouldn't you know it, some great behemoth of a garbage truck roared through with its stink and its noise, and it stayed just long enough to drive the poor wee birdies away. But I do tend to get a lot of birds outside my window, especially at dawn and dusk. I love waking up to the singing of robins and blue jays and sparrows first thing in the morning, and cardinals. But lack of birds notwithstanding, this is still what a childhood friend of mine used to call a happy face day, at least for me. So hopefully it will continue to be so.
Any concerns in the apartment that we don't know about?
No, not that I can think of.
Excellent.
Or
I'm
anything
just
that you, yeah.
Anything? Check under the sink for any leaks.
Absolutely, go right ahead.
Perfect. Oh, it looks perfect down there. So you can
take a look just to see if there's any like mice problems or anything, because you wouldn't.
Yeah, that I would not be able to notice.
Yeah.
I think we've had that conversation before about apartment checks, that it would be good to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anything behind the stove. I'll move your cutlery back, but I'm just
gonna... Yeah, no worries.
And I'm gonna just going to check the bed, if that's okay?
Certainly. When you pull it out, if you wouldn't mind, just do it by the footboard.
Sure.
Just on the attempt.
Okay.
Alright, so no, that's good.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I mean your place looks wonderful. I'm gonna put this back.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
As
I say, I try to be conscientious about keeping it clean.
So you have you talked to Kim?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely, and I'm totally thrilled about her moving in.
Yeah.
Oh, Victor, one thing I would like to mention, my bathtub tap seems to be dripping quite copiously.
Ah.
So if you want to take a look at that, I'm not sure what
yeah,
I can do.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. And I like it. I'm going to put that in the work order, that it drips copiously.
Excellent description.
I've tightened the faucets as much as I can, but that doesn't seem to be stopping the dripping.
Yeah. It's a little steady stream, because it turns on a little bit.
Yeah,
probably.
We will put in a work order.
Fantastic, thank you so much.
Thank you, and we still have to check if we're going to set that off.
Oh, right.
Just to test
no
it.
Problem.
I'm playing the noise for a moment.
Yep, no worries.
Just a second. Make my note.
Yes.
All right. I'll plug it up as best as I can, so it's muted. Jess is there already.
Oh. Oh, that's
I know, they did 4 apartments in time. We did 2.5.
Wow. That's new. Good. That's all. Thanks, Shannon.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Have a good afternoon.
You too.
Take care. Yeah, it's good news with
With Kim moving in, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's good for both of you.
I think it will be. And she needs to get out of the place where she is now, which is, it's damp, it's musty, it's
yeah.
exacerbating her asthma, so I'm really thrilled for her.
And you she told you with the apartment that she's...
Yes! She's getting Brett's old place, as far as I know.
Yeah, so it'll be... the identical layout to your apartment.
That's
so.
What I thought. That's
like,
great.
I was going to show her the apartment, but it's like, well, you've been in Shannon's apartment.
Exactly.
Exactly what it'll be like.
Yeah.
So when her parents were here that day, they actually came upstairs and looked around and took some measurements. And
nice.
Yeah.
That looks good. I'm excited.
Me too.
Her.
Yeah, she's a great person. She'll be a good tenant, I have no doubt.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be great.
Yeah.
You guys can go in.
Take care, folks. Bye. Okay, well, there we go. That was quick and painless. I'm just going to go in my bedroom and make sure my bed is in order. But as I said, I have no objection to them doing bed checks. Oh yeah, that's fine. Oh, she even pulled my covers back up. Well, isn't that lovely? That's great. Okay. So, that was not so dreadful after all.